Hey guys, it is Lauren Cottrell back with another Believe in TCU football podcast. Guys, today we're going to be previewing the TCU-UT game tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, this is TCU's first conference game of this season, and I am so excited, so let's go ahead and dive right into it. Guys, TCU has won the past two meetings in this rivalry, okay? Currently, UT is 3-1 with their one loss against Arkansas, and TCU is now 2-1 coming off of a loss of SMU. All right, so that's a little bit of background on this rivalry. The Longhorns hold the series at 63-27-1. However, since TCU's arrival into the Big 12 in 2012, TCU has won 7 of the 9 meetings. So that's a little interesting. And again, the past two meetings TCU has won. 2018, Texas did win one of those. That is one of their wins since 2012. But that gives me some extreme optimism for this game tomorrow. The Longhorns are a 4-point favorite, but not in my eyes. Not in my eyes, guys. You know, TCU historically responds really well coming off of a bad week. You know, Coach P is known for his ability to bounce his team back and bounce them back quick. And I think the Frogs really want this one, and that can definitely be used to their advantage. You know, Coach P said last week that his athletes didn't want it enough against SMU, and he said that was basically the reason that he thought that SMU, you know, beat them last week was the fact that they just, it's simple, they want it more, you know, they wanted it more, and he flat out said that he will not make that mistake twice. He will not let his team not want it more than the other team does, because as we all know, college football and football in general, you just never know. You know, college football is really all up in the air, and I think that's the greatest thing about it. So I'm really looking forward to this game. Guys, we're just going to go ahead and dive right into it. I'm going to go ahead and talk about the Longhorn offense first. Okay, so last week against Texas Tech, the Longhorns showed how powerful their offense can be when they get going. They had 639 total yards of offense last week against Tech. You know, Texas was having some issues in the quarterback room, but Casey Thompson seems to have taken over. He came in during the second half of the Arkansas-UT game and seems to have been pretty consistent since then. So I guess that's who we will be seeing tomorrow and for the rest of the season. You know, they've put up a lot of points the last 2 weeks. The offense has. They had 58 versus Rice 2 weeks ago, and they got 70 versus Tech last week. Which, you know, really just makes me think that this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game. Again, kind of like last week was against SMU. I truly feel like it might be a shootout again. I'm hoping it'll be a shootout again. I'm hoping that TCU will just pull ahead. But, you know, I know Texas has a pretty good offense going so far. So I'll take a shootout. But, you know, TCU's defense hasn't been at its full potential. You know, communication was a huge issue for them last week, and their connection with each other is, you know, something that they definitely haven't had in the past weeks. So that's something that I think, you know, might help the Longhorn offense even more. You know, they've had some really high scoring games, and I think coming up against an unstable defense, the Frogs defense that we saw last week, could, you know, again, make this a high-scoring game. Moving over to TCU's defense, we have said time and time again, our biggest struggle on offense is our passing game. Max Duggan is a great quarterback. He is a great runner, but he has been having some trouble, guys, connecting with those receivers downfield, and I think, you know, that is what leads to our downfall, unfortunately, and that is just something that needs to be fixed play calling wise. You know, it's not a strength. We know that. We've realized that. We have seen time and time again that, you know, that's just not what he does in his, you know, in his ability, and that's fine. But we need to realize that, and we need to take that and run with it. And, you know, he has a lot of really great strengths. Duggan is a great quarterback. He has great strengths. We just need to use those and run with it, because obviously, the connection between him and his receivers is just not it. You know, we have talented receivers. Our receivers are open downfield, but again, the accuracy just is not there. So I think that's a play calling issue, and I think that's something that hopefully will change tomorrow, you know, over Texas, because I think, you know, we do have a lot of really talented guys on this TCU offense this year, and I really just hope that we can see them at their full potential tomorrow, because like I said before, Texas has a pretty good offense too, guys, so we're going to have to definitely keep it up with them tomorrow. Going on to Zach Evans, I have nothing to say, nothing bad to say about the guy. He is incredible. I hope we use him to our advantage tomorrow. Give him the ball time and time again. Let him run downfield. Let him get through those defenders and rack up points for us. Moving on to our Longhorn defense, guys. The defensive coordinator for Texas is back this season after previously coaching at Washington and quietly creating one of the best defenses in the country. It has been in the top 20s for a few years now, every single year that he's been there. Now that he's back at Texas, you know, he's bringing an entire arsenal of tricks with him, and that can be scary. However, we have not seen that arsenal of tricks in the past 4 weeks of the 2021 season so far. Let's go ahead and recap from the past few games that Texas has played. Last week, Texas played Tech again. The Texas secondary gave up 3 big passes for touchdowns, 40 yards, 69 yards, and 75 yards. This means the secondary is at serious risk of giving up big plays. They have broken coverage, and I think that TCU's offense could definitely use that to their advantage, especially Zach Evans just make his way right there through their defense and score us some points, right? You know, Tech did almost put up 400 passing yards against UT, which is another good thing to hear from TCU. You know, there are so many good things that I've been hearing about Texas's defensive coordinator, but you know, in that game last week, we really didn't see it that much. Against Arkansas and Louisiana, both teams about racked up 300 yards on their offense against the UT defense, and the Tech almost with the 400 passing yards against UT. UT has been putting up a lot of points, but their defense has not been keeping up with them. They're allowing a lot of points as well. And, you know, they do end up bringing out a win, but I think we could definitely use their unstable defense to our advantage tomorrow in hopes to make this a win for the Horned Frogs in our first conference game. Moving on to our TCU defense. We know, we talked about it last time, Coach P creates great defenses, but guys, this season we've been struggling. We had 3 interceptions last week by 3 different defenders, which is awesome. 2 were linebackers, which is crazy. Wyatt Harris and Dee Winters in the same game both got interceptions, which was awesome. Unfortunately, you know, we talked about at our recap on Monday, yeah, we got those interceptions, but, you know, the offense couldn't carry it out, and that's kind of what put us behind against SMU, and that is something that we cannot do again. We were keeping up with the SMU in the first half, and unfortunately, we got some bad plays. We had some fumbles. We had, you know, we got those interceptions and ended them with field goal kicks. And that's just, you know, that's what's really going to make us fall behind tomorrow if we make those silly mistakes again. We don't have room to make mistakes against conference teams now. You know, last week we had some really good stops on D when we really needed it. But overall, again, the communication was not there. And that's really important in football. You know, me and JD were talking about that, about how important communication and how important leadership is and how important knowledge is and, you know, listening and learning about the game. And I just think that's something that, you know, they need to work on. And again, you know, we were talking about on Monday too, it's something that'll come with reps. You know, even Coach P has said that we start off slow sometimes and we find our rhythm and we get there, and that's fine, but we're going into conference play. It's about time to find that rhythm. It's about time to get there. You know, again, it's really unlike TCU to allow non-conference offenses more than 400 yards per game, but this defense has allowed it twice already this season. You know, they haven't got a lot of good feedback from previous players. I've seen some tweets on Twitter from some previous defenders here at TCU about just some, you know, their opinions on how the defense has been playing this year. And again, it all comes with reps, and that's great. You know, this is quite a young team. We lost some really good defenders from last year, Garrett Wallow, and but they need to pick up the pace, and they will. They definitely will, and I hope I get to see that tomorrow. You know, also the Frogs were without a defensive tackle, which obviously did not help matters, and we're still waiting for defensive end Kari Coldman and cornerback Noah Daniels to return to the defense. So I'm not quite sure on their status for tomorrow, but hopefully we'll have at least one of them back to, you know, give us a little bit of dimension on D over there, and you know, hopefully be able to stop that strong Longhorn offense. So going into predictions, guys, I may be biased, but I think TCU could potentially pull out a win. I do. I really do. I'm sure a lot of people disagree with me, and that's fine. But, you know, when it comes to football, it really is about who wants it more. And Coach P, you know, made that known last week. Obviously, SMU wanted it more, and we didn't. And he said he's not going to make that mistake twice, and he's going to make sure that his team wants it. And, you know, I can see the Frogs coming out for blood tomorrow. I really can. So I hope that's what they'll do. I know it's an 11 a.m. game. I know the energy is different in those games, but hopefully they'll get a nice rest tonight. They'll wake up tomorrow and be pumped up for some football. All right, guys, so my prediction, it's really close. I'm going to go ahead and go with 34-31 TCU. I believe it's going to be a shootout again, just like it was last week against SMU. I believe Zach Evans will be our saving grace. Feed Evans. We just need to feed him, give him the ball. He knows what to do. He knows this game. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's so knowledgeable on the game. And, you know, I think we just need to give him the ball, and he'll do what he does best, and that's run it downfield and, you know, get us some touchdowns. But again, I really do think it's going to be a shootout just like it was last week. I'm just hoping that, you know, we don't make the same mistakes that we did last week, and we're able to pull out a win. Again, I predict we're going to win by a field goal or a two-point conversion. I know my score prediction is 34-31, so that is a field goal. But I can see us winning by a two-point conversion to something really small. I predict it's going to be a really, really close game. I really do. You know, I could sit here and tell you who has the better offense and the better defense on paper. But again, college football is ever-changing. You never know. You never know. It's who wakes up and says, you know what, I'm going to win this game today. And so I'm hoping the Frogs will come out and do that. I also think it's going to be a tough game for sure, because we do have the rivalry on our side. You know, we've won the past 2 years. We've won 7 out of 9 of our meetings since 2012. So we do have those numbers on our side. And, you know, even when we were going through the rough patches and rebuilding, you know, with a new quarterback when Duggan was, you know, a true freshman and everything like that, we were still able to pull out a win against Texas. So, you know, I think we definitely have that on our side. And it's definitely a huge game for the Frogs. In my opinion, it's one of the biggest games. Everyone comes out. You know, nobody wants to miss this game. It's Texas. You know, it's definitely just a very energetic game, probably one of the biggest. I would say Texas, Baylor, and OU probably have the most energy from the Frogs when it comes to games. And so I think, and I would even say that Texas, you know, has more energy. We have more energy when we play Texas than we do OU. So I really think it's going to be good. Overall, I think our defenses are pretty similar. And unfortunately, I think it's just going to come down to whoever has the better offense. I really do. And again, I could sit here and tell you who I think has the better offense on paper. And, you know, you guys could make your own assumptions too, and that's fine. But again, it really comes down to who wakes up and says, I'm going to win this game today. And I'm hoping that's going to be the Frogs. Again, we did well against SMU at the first half. Few screw-ups that made us fall behind. Not going to repeat that twice. Coach Pete already said it. I believe the guy. He's an awesome coach, and, you know, I think the Frogs are just going to, they're going to come out, and they're going to win this thing tomorrow. So, you know, just like we said last week, they'll find it. You know, we start off slow. That's what we do. But, yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and pull out a win tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, you know, again, TCU takes on the Texas Longhorns tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at Amon G. Carter Stadium. As always, we love to hear from you guys. Any opinions, comments, questions you may have, mention the Belief Podcast Network on Twitter or Instagram. Drop a comment below. We want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you on Monday for our recap of what will hopefully be a win, and JD will be back here with me behind the mic as well.